The Singing Bandit. The Singing Bandit, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan and directed by R. Calvert Hawes. A true story of a Cripple Creek mining camp in Colorado. Fictitious names, but the action real. It's Sunday evening. Buck and his wife, Myrtle, have put their children to bed when...
Who do you suppose that is, Buck?
Tom, I guess. Said he was coming over tonight.
Oh.
Hello, Tom. Howdy, Buck. How you be, Myrtle?
Oh, I'm all right, Tom. Except I'm afraid there's going to be trouble in the Johnson mine.
Oh, you ain't getting scared of Tony Alberta, is you?
It's got a lot of miners all stirred up.
That's what I come to talk about, Myrtle. Tony says if Mr. Johnson don't get rid of Buck, the miners are going to get rid of Johnson.
What?
That means Buck and you'd lose your jobs.
Yep, be moved right out into the street.
Well, but I ain't done nothing to make the miners sore at me.
Shucks, that's just why Tony wants to get rid of you.
Oh, but I've been a friend of Johnson for years, Tom.
Buck used to work on his cattle ranch in Texas.
Yeah, but Johnson ain't punching cattle anymore, Myrtle. He listens to everything Tony Alberta says.
Well, now, that ain't helping matters a bit.
You bet it ain't helping. That ain't all. Tony's been talking old Johnson out to suppers lately. Saw them going to the Black Cat Saloon a little while ago.
Well, if Tony's doing any plotting, we better do some investigating.
Are you afraid to be here alone, Myrtle?
Oh, no, Tom, I reckon not. I can take care of myself all right.
Well, I know a good place, Tom, to hide in the saloon. We'll get behind that stack of beer kegs and hear what's going on.
Be careful, boys. Don't get into no trouble.
Now, don't worry, Mom.
Tom and Buck strode out and down to the Black Cat Saloon, in which they hid behind the stack of beer kegs in the bar. Here, unnoticed by the crowd, they could see and hear Tony impressing the miners with alluring words.
Now look, if we get rid of a Buck O'Neill, we can haul a ton of ore out of a Johnson mine every night for ourselves. You fellows will be rich in 3 months.
Yeah, but Buck O'Neill knows more about mining than any fella in Cripple Creek.
Ah, Buck's a cattle puncher. He's an old miner. You fellas will want to be slaves all your life. I know what I'm a talk. What do you think of Joaquin?
Well, Joaquin do not talk much. He listen. What Tony he say, Joaquin will also say he's right.
Well, Buck kept the Johnson mine open when all the others were shut down.
You like Buck, eh? Well, he's not so smart. I could double your pay and cut your work hours in half.
What's the matter, you? Don't you know Joaquin's the father discovered the first mine in New Mexico? The Joaquin was born in the gold dump. Say, how about you be foreman of Joaquin?
Well, I don't know. What do job pay, eh?
$200 a month and all the grub you can eat.
Well, Joaquin don't eat so much, but he like gold rock for his breakfast much better. When do pay start?
What do you say, fellows, we make a Joaquin Dominguez, a new foreman? Well, Joaquin, you see, the miners, they like you. Tomorrow, she's old Johnson's birthday. We give him a turkey feast to bottle. When he learns what a Buck O'Neill is a do to Johnson's adjoining acclaim, it'll be easy to run him out of Creeple Creek.
At the sound of the explosion, Buck O'Neill and Tom Manning rushed out into a street filled with frantic men and women. The night bore on. When morning broke, Buck and Tom did not report for duty in the Johnson mine. They went into hiding. We now find Myrtle talking to Rosita Romales, whose beauty and charm had been the talk of Cripple Creek for 2 years.
You've been our friend, Rosita. Now we need your help.
What can Rosita do?
You've met Joaquin Dominguez, haven't you?
Oh, yes, Rosita. She danced with Joaquin last night. Joaquin say he liked me very much. Maybe so, maybe not. Rosita no care. She like everybody.
And you know Tony Alberti, too, don't you?
Rosita know Tony, all right. He try to kiss me every time we meet, but I make fun. I slap his face one time. Tony, he make lots of trouble. He's a very bad man.
That's what I want to talk to you about. He wants to get rid of Buck.
Oh, Rosita understands all right. What you want Rosita to do?
See, Joaquin, tell him the truth.
Ah?
Cripple Creek is full of people who are hungry. Many are sick, and Tony won't even let him have a doctor.
Oh, How does it know what you do? Oh, look, Joaquin, he come now. You run out that way, quick. No let him see. Rosita tell Joaquin plenty. Oh, it is you, Joaquin.
Mucha bonita, mucha bonita.
Ah, oh, Rosita, glad you come. She's very glad. She has many things to tell you.
But you do not look same. Tell me, Rosita, do some Americano come here? You tell.
Oh, yes. Americano come. Nice Americano.
But Joaquin do not like for Americano see Rosita.
Oh, Joaquin, you no understand what Rosita means. She nice little woman, she come. She tell Rosita all about Tony Alberti. He robbed the boss. He blew up the mine. He make much trouble for poor people. You do not know?
Joaquin know plenty, all right. But Joaquin will be foreman of Johnson Mine tonight. Oh. And then he buys Senorita many pretty things. You like?
Oh, foreman? No, I see. It is one of Tony's tricks. Tony blow you up, too. Oh, come, we go see many homes. Rosita show you what Tony do to miners.
Joaquin do not tell all he know. Maybe Rosita find out. Joaquin do not come to Cripple Creek to have fun. No, no. He come for better reason. Come, we go.
Rosita, very sorry. Your man ain't no work today?
Oh, no. He ain't work today. Tony Alberti come to Cripple Creek.
Oh.
You have three little children too, eh?
Yes, and we don't have no food in the house. But the children ain't had nothing to eat all day.
Well, Joaquin and Rosita see you have plenty to eat. Pronto.
I think we go to a little cabin over here.
I'm sorry I couldn't come to the door. I've got the rheumatism so bad I can't get out of my chair.
Your husband, he no home?
He was killed in the mine last night.
I'm very sorry.
Tony says the mine's no good. He's going to leave the body down there.
Joaquin see enough. Joaquin be foreman tonight, and Tony will know all right. Come, Rosita. We buy plenty food for the sick and the poor. Come on.
After visiting several homes, Joaquin was deeply touched by the destitute condition of the families and made a plan. The hour for the Johnson birthday party has arrived. 200 men are coming direct from the mine, each one carrying a tin bucket. They've entered the assaying hall. Tony Alberti is standing on a large pine box. Boss Johnson is nearby, but Tony, master of the moment.
Look, wait, the gents. We come here to honor Boss Johnson. But, you know, during our meeting this afternoon, we find out that he stole his claim from a cowboy, killing him and throw the body into a canyon. Then he make people think he owned this mine.
Why, what in the world are you talking about,
Tony? One more word from you, Johnson. And these fellas will fill you full of holes. Now don't speak until I get a true talk. You understand? Now sit down. And now, gents, a Buck O'Neill dynamite that mine last night, and he's a fire. Fire, Johnson, you understand? He's a leave of town. So we have elect a new foreman. A fellow who's going to double the miners' pay and cut the work hours in a half. And here he is, our new foreman, Joaquin Dominguez.
Gracias. Gracias, amigos. Gracias. Joaquin is very proud of this honor. He thanked you for many votes. And he's glad that Tony Alberti is here. Because Joaquin have seen many little children sick, hungry. No doctor, no medicine. Joaquin do not like these conditions.
We didn't elect a new foreman to talk about our conditions in the Cripple Creek.
Shut up, you big bluffer. Everybody in the house, stand up. The first man who do not obey, Joaquin will shoot to kill. Now listen. Maybe so you do not know. But Joaquin is not Joaquin. No, no. He's Pancho Gonzalez, the singing bandito. Empty your dinner pails, everybody. A que vengo. Now, Mr. Johnson, you see why the mine do not pay. For a long time, these men rob you. Every day, they bring dinner pail out of mine full of rock, much gold. Look, this man, he got over $200 in bucket. For everything out of buckets, everything.
Yes, sir. Gee, I'm sorry, Joaquin. I've never been a thief before. I won't do it no more.
Ha ha, wait a minute. You smart fellow, eh? But look, you got double bottom in bucket. Look, he got 3 pounds of rock, over $300 in gold.
Well, I don't know how to thank you, Pancho. I was about to lose the mine. I have bills that I can't pay. Well, I've been worried for weeks.
But you no worry now. Pancho, he gonna let Tony worry. He make bad people out of good miners. But listen, men, you go home. You bring back all the gold you have stolen from the mine. Then, Mr. Johnson, he forgive, and you go back to work. And maybe someday he give you interest in the whole mine. And now I think Pancho is going to shoot the lace from Tony's boots. Tony leave town pronto. Never come back to Cripple Creek. Go, Tony, go. Aquí vengo!